The Many Sins of Lord Cameron by Jennifer Ashley. Narrated by Angela Daw. Copyright 2011 by Jennifer Ashley. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with the Berkeley Publishing Group, a member of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Chapter 1. Scotland, September 1882. I saw Mrs. Chase slide that letter into Lord Cameron's pocket. She did it almost under my nose. Bloody woman. Ainsley Douglas sank to her knees in her ball dress and thrust her arms deep into Lord Cameron Mackenzie's armoire. Why did it have to be Cameron Mackenzie, of all people? Did Mrs. Chase know? Ainsley's heart thrummed before she calmed it down. No, Phillida Chase could not know. No one did. Cameron must not have told her, because the tale would have come round to Ainsley again with breathtaking speed, society gossip being what it was. Therefore, it stood to reason that Cameron had kept the story to himself. Ainsley felt only marginally better. The Queen's letter hadn't been in the pockets of any of the coats in the dressing room. In the armoire, Ainsley found shirts neatly folded, collars stacked in collar boxes, cravats carefully separated with tissue paper. Rich cambric and silk and softest lawn, costly fabrics for a rich man. She pawed hastily through the garments, but nowhere did she find the letter tucked carelessly into a pocket or fallen between the shirts on the shelf. The valet had likely gone through his master's pockets and taken away any stray paper to return it to Lord Cameron or put it somewhere for safekeeping. Or Cameron had already found it, folded female silliness, and burned it.